I am here with the leader of the Wasteland Caravan, Jacob Jennings. And I say leader, it is a collaboration art collective, but it was definitely, he's one of the original brainchilds of it. First question I have for you is, what is an art collective? Explain to people what it is that you're trying to accomplish, Jacob.
Hello, Brad. Thanks for having me. I would say an art collective is a community that supports each other to create, become their best versions. And Wasteland Caravan is trying to create an ecosystem for all types of people, all mindsets, to be able to live the lifestyle they want to live and make the art that they want to make.
So it started out as like a Burning Man or E11 collective. Mm-hmm. Tell me how it's morphed. Tell me a little bit of your origin story.
So how it all started, you know, we've all had similar dreams. Everyone in the collective have had dreams. And all it really took was creating an E11, a Burning Man theme camp, to solidify a name and kind of a household for these people. And suddenly all of our visions just clicked. All the things we wanted to see in this world emerged, and now we're starting to do it. So would this have happened without E11 or as a Burning Man group? You know, who knows, you know? But it really took that solidifying moment for all of us to be able to see our vision.
So there, one of the things I really appreciate about your camp is you guys have your own charter that you have people sign. Mm-hmm. Would you mind just kind of giving us a high level how the charter came to be, kind of what is in it, what are kind of the values of your organization?
Of course. Because it's getting more expansive and we've grown so much, you know, for someone to just jump into Wasteland Caravan with no preconception, they could be lost, they could be confused, there's just more room for error. So we compiled a manifesto that encompasses both the Burning Man principles and kind of a guide to go to festivals and go camping and the things we do our events at, but also a moral compass as a base level for what we do, which obviously our motto is creation, not consumption. We want to have inclusivity, people being themselves, but we also want people to take charge in their situation. So playing the host role, I think, is a really important part of it, which is you, when you're a host, when you see a problem, you fix it. If something spills, you clean it up. When someone's alone, you go support them, you comfort them, you make the connections. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a host and playing that role anywhere you go. You know, the same things are just being a good human. When you see someone alone, you go talk to them. When you break something or something breaks, you fix it, you help people who need help. And that's kind of a good base level of who we are. We also want to create an environment where people feel safe, people feel welcome, they could be their true selves. And I believe the best version of a person is their childlike self. If you could be like a kid, if you could be explorative, imaginative, be silly and whimsical with no thought of how other people are perceiving you, that's when you're in your flow state. That's when you're going to be the best type of human, make the best art. So creating an environment that cultivates that and having people that really spark that energy as well.
And would you say that the art is the thing that binds you guys together? Because obviously there are interpersonal ties, there's romances, there's friendships, there's, but you know, like a lot of religions, it's like, oh, it's our worship of God that carries us together. Would you say with your group it's this creation of art, or what is it that ties you guys together?
I would say something that binds us is the vision. I would call it the vision. You know, we all have this spark in our minds of what we want the future to look like, what we want our art to look like, what we want our lifestyle to look like. And we all share that vision. So that really solidifies us together. It does help to have a direction where we're setting up for an event, we're making this art piece, something that we can all coincide for and almost kind of like bear a weight and a struggle towards. That creates camaraderie and bonding. And we love bonding. We love going to the desert, putting ourselves in extreme environments. But if all that went away, we'd still be together, you know? If we never made art, we'd still be together. So I would say it's our commonalities of what we want to do in this world that really solidify us.
So I put in art usually into four pillars. So I've got visual, which is like people that draw and do sculptures and things like that. I've got poetry and writing and stories as like another pillar. I've got movement, which I think is really underrated and like so powerful, and people move in their dance, and then on top of that you got music, and then, you know, when you get into theater or like play, it usually combines all of those.
Yeah.
Tell me what Wasteland Caravan is doing in each of those pillars, like who you've got, some of your members, some of the fun things that are going on, some of your art grants, like give me an overview, would you?
So in terms of art grants, I mean, Wasteland is so vast. I feel like we have people in all aspects of life, you know. We have seamstresses, we have painters, we have musicians, we have people who are estheticians, do makeup, massage therapy. We have people who are cheesemongers and do food, you know. So there are so many aspects of life that are art, invoke emotion, invoke an experience that considers it art. But in terms of our projects as of now, right now we're making an aerial rig so performers can do silks, lira, be suspended and perform art. You know, we're making a stage so people can play music and perform theater and plays and poetry. The theme is genuinely entertainment. You know, the theme for a lot of our art is how do we make a production so people can express themselves. In terms of material art, you know, making things, you know, we like to make sculptures. I'm making these radios. It just serves a function of being looking cool and doing something. What were some of the other pillars you were mentioning?
Well, I think you would tell me about Wasteland Records and all the music stuff going on.
Okay, so Wasteland Records, Dirk realized that we have a lot of musicians in our group, and he wanted something to release them under. They were recording music, they were all blending, which is a beautiful thing. Seeing, you know, talking musicians, it's hard to find other people to collaborate with. It's hard to find other bandmates, but since there's so many Wastelanders who play music, they started recording more than can be, you know, mastered and produced. So Dirk created Wasteland Records. And now any band associated with Wastelands and any band associated with Dirk is able to have the resources of Wasteland Records, have an entity to release things under, and then Dirk actually does a lot of the mixing himself. And they just had a release party, which was amazing. Had four different bands playing. And now Dirk has, I don't even know, 4 or 5 albums mixed and mastered from different aspects of the community. So we're excited to see that unfold more.
And then as far as like the visual arts, I know you've got like Molly Mars working on your stage.
So Molly Mars does painting. She's really good with like performative theater, and she's really good with experience design, where she's had her own little branch of her branch of Comets Menageries, where she has really interactive performances, but she does great design work and paint. She painted all the backdrops and the trim pieces for our stage, creating this mosaic of that really encapsulates our theme, which is kind of like alien, whimsical, sci-fi landscape. It's really hard to explain, but she somehow got it in color in the most beautiful decorative way, and it covers the whole stage. So super proud of her.
And then you've got, tell us about these radios. That's your project, right?
Yeah, so the radios, we want to create an immersive space where when you walk in, you're in another planet. You're completely disassociated with the real world, and you could be whoever you want, whatever you want. And so one of the art pieces is it'd be cool if we had a way to have a radio broadcast, and we could do radio shows, and we could broadcast soundscapes around an event space. We could broadcast whatever's on the stage around the event space and do a radio show. So we're retrofitting some old radio boxes, adding some Wi-Fi boards and some speakers and some antennas, and we're getting them so they all connect over Wi-Fi, all work together. It's really cool. We're excited for that.
And then you've got your stuff that you've had for a while, like your puffer and your and the fish, and you've got like the amazing Wasteland tent. Isn't Paisley working on some like is it a circus? What is it? What's that project?
So Paisley, one of the founders, has really cultivated a lot of the style, a lot of the aesthetic of what Wasteland is. She brings in the colors, the whimsical vibe, the different animals. She's a seamstress, a great seamstress, and some of my favorite pieces that we have are we have these giant stuffed animals, and everyone loves these stuffed animals. They're, you know, roughly, you know, 4 feet by 8 feet. You know, they're huge and they're big pillows. They're fluffy. You can lay on them. You can cuddle with them. And when you put them all together, it makes a big cuddle puddle. And Wasteland Caravan members love cuddle puddles. And so taking these, you know, one of the creatures is a dragon, one's a goblin, one's a serpent, you know, taking these creatures and continuing that theme of color and recycled material and almost a hodgepodge of different elements and textures, she's now making a canopy. And what the canopy is great for is now we'll have a back of house when we're at Yolovin. We have a backdrop to our stage. We have a ceiling cover when we're in a venue. She's making this tapestry of all these recycled materials. She dyed them herself. She cut them into strips. And just now we have this gorgeous mosaic that expands that theme of Wasteland and the color and the eclectic element that we have.
And then as far as movement and performance goes, I know you've got Arya Sage and some others that are doing like Lyra and other things. Tell me about the dance and the flow and the movement aspect of what's going on with Wasteland.
So in terms of movement, Arya Sage created this dance company. Arya Sage is a beautiful musician and member of Wasteland, where her talents are ever expanding. She does Lyra, she does dance, she does singing, she makes her own music videos. Like, there's nothing that Arya, she does theater, there's nothing that Arya doesn't do. But recently she's gotten together a dance company with Alexis and some other of her girlfriends, and she created a routine that incorporates Lyra, incorporates the dance company, incorporates her music. She got an art grant for some wireless headsets, which in the beginning, you know, you think wireless headsets, like, are they really that useful? Like, you know, do we need an art grant to get headsets? But then you see Arya's vision for what she's trying to do, this whole ensemble of a performance, and you're like, oh yes, this is impossible without headsets. Like, such a brilliant art grant proposal. So that's going into our variety show.
And tell me about the burlesque, right? So there's like an open burlesque for anybody that wants to try. What's the story with this one?
So Wasteland versus having a stage, we have a theater and we like performances. And last year, Mariah got our stage built and we had this open burlesque performance. Mariah was the host, did an amazing job. We had amazing music and everyone just jumped up. Everyone just volunteered and became themselves and did something that was scary to them and they'd never done before, which was burlesque in front of strangers, but also in front of friends, which allowed them to be extra silly and extra themselves. And I love that, as like, that became a core memory. Seeing all my friends do that and being a part of that, I was like, this has to continue. So this year we're having the burlesque show. It's gonna be bigger and better. And incorporated into the burlesque show is a variety show. So it'll have all of the Wasteland bands and, you know, musicians. It'll have all the dancers and the aerialist. It'll have, you know, I'll be hosting it. We'll have an open mic so people can do a talent show. And then, yeah, I think we're finishing off with the open burlesque show. So really, the stage becomes a theater, becomes a platform for anyone to go up and just perform anything. And everyone's an animated human. It deserves to be seen in the best light, you know, not in the everyday world, but on a singular stage. It's necessary.
Now, Trevor's a new member. He has an art grant as well. And this one has to do with visual arts. Tell me what he's doing at E11 this year.
I feel like you have a better grasp of all the different art grants than I do. You know, it's,
I mean, full disclosure, I'm a member of the Wasteland Caravan as well. So
yeah.
These are my friends also.
I'm just so aware. I've been so focused on my art grant. You know, I haven't been checking in on everyone else's, which is lovely to think about. But Trevor, he is a beautiful painter, drawer. He hosts figure drawing nights. And he's really skillful in not only figure drawing, but teaching and orchestrating it. He's experienced in that sense. You're good.
Cut that out. That's fine.
Trevor, brilliant figure drawer, hosts at the clubhouse every week, figure drawing, finds models, teaches people. He wanted to bring that experience to the playa, which when you're not expecting to figure draw, and you're able to do that, you have all these easels, that's a magical experience in the desert. Everything that's unexpected becomes that much more significant, and figure drawing is already a cool concept. So Trevor got an art grant to make, I think, like 12 easels, and he already built these giant clipboards, and he has a couple models who's going to be there, and he's going to host a figure drawing session. So it's going to be a center camp. You will be able to walk up and see these models and try something maybe you already know how to do and you want to get better, or you've never done. Just draw somebody. So I'm really excited to see that come together. And from what I've heard, he's nearly completed with his easels.
So this is super exciting. And if anybody hasn't been to E11, life-changing experience, or any of the Burning Man, sanctioned Burning Mans, all of them life-changing experience. And mostly because of the tenants and the art that they bring and the intentional space that's built. A couple things I'd like for you to kind of explain to people or give me your take on is, what is the difference between like level one fun and level two fun for you? And why is it that, because I mean, I see the things you do, Jacob, and a lot of them you put in so much work to put these events on, so much work. I mean, you're a tireless worker, all your team, they're all tirelessly working. Tell us what is this level one fun and level two fun, and why does it drive you?
Well, I say one version of fun is the event setup. You have the cuddle puddle going, you have music playing, you have all your friends, you have a beautiful ecosystem to explore, almost like a labyrinth of places to pop into and pop out of, and you don't know what's around the corner. Who's in this room? Who's in this space? Who am I going to run into here? What experience am I going to have? You're in this childlike state, and it's homeostasis. That's the type of fun that is immediate and obvious. We seek that. But to get to there, you have to have this type of fun that's really difficult, that puts you through emotions and hardships that you didn't want to go through. You're grueling over moving huge set pieces, moving infrastructure, coordinating, spending late nights building infrastructure, building art, and we go into environments that are extremely rainy, extremely cold, extremely hot, dusty, muddy, and are really overexerting ourselves in a short amount of time to get something done to facilitate this fun for other people. But the beautiful thing about that is the camaraderie. Because we do this with each other, it bonds us closer. Because we go through this experience once of hauling, you know, a 25-foot box truck out to the desert and setting up huge military tents, huge metal canopies, a wood stage, like all this stuff is heavy and difficult to set up. By the end of it, you're beat, you're exhausted, but you see what you've accomplished. You see that what you've accomplished facilitates that ultimate type of fun, which is immediate fun. And because of that, it makes you stronger and a more well-rounded human, I believe.
Well, I saw the other day when they put all the stage together, I happened to be at your warehouse. Mm. And I saw Molly be like, this was just something I had on paper and in my mind, and here it is alive. And I went to Element 11. I met you guys there last year and was like, wow, look at these amazing things they've built. And I was blown away and had fun. But it's got to be something to be like, we just thought of that and now it exists. It's got to be like kind of amazing, right?
I have to say, the past couple months have been really surreal for me. You know, I work, my job is making set pieces, you know, sculpting. I love making things with my hands. It's the ultimate form of, you know, you can think something, but when you make it, it becomes real. And then I drive from my job in my van that I made by hand, completely made the whole interior of the van, to our warehouse that we've all built by hand. And so it's like one creative reality to another creative reality, and there's nothing like it. It's your own world. You are fully immersed, and it just sparks more creativity, more love. It makes you feel yourself, and you understand it. When you go into these ultra-modern buildings and these ultra-artificial spaces, I don't think our brains can comprehend them. We can't comprehend a sterile environment, and it doesn't spark creativity. It's an environment that we know how it was made, we know who made it, that puts sentiment and real emotions into the place and real intentions into our life. So
I'm going to wrap this just because, you know, it's so fascinating. We could talk for hours, I know, because we have. My next question to you is, like, I know you get it all ready for the burn, but what happens the whole year that you're not there? What are some of the other things that you're trying to accomplish? And just kind of talk a little bit about the vision that happens beyond just the art grants and the berm.
So this all sparked from one event, Element 11, a Burning Man event. But the goal is to have something perpetual, to have something that can keep going, where in years prior, we haul it all back to a storage unit, and we put it in a dark storage unit and close it up for the year. And then maybe once or maybe twice we'd have an event where we pull it all out, and that was it. But what a shame that we have to drive all the way out to the desert, we have to spend a day, 2 days setting up, we spend months preparing, and then it serves us for 4 days. When we love this, why not have something like this accessible year-round or full-time, where on a weekend or on a Tuesday, on a Monday, you can go and see your friends and be like you are when you're in the desert. Bring the desert, bring the Burning Man experience to your everyday life, and also see where else it goes. It doesn't have to be a Burning Man event, but a custom-made community in a custom-made environment with all the tools you need to create more of your vision together. That's the goal. So I think in the future, getting a warehouse, which we are partially doing at Odd Star, but that is a temporary solution. But getting a warehouse where we can have the tools to make art, have an environment where we can lounge and enjoy ourselves and enjoy the art, but also have a platform for other people to branch off and do their own thing. So being able to have a monetary value and a perpetualness where resources come in, and people can be self-sufficient with what they do in their lifestyle and not have to succumb to the normal corporate lifestyle that we all came from.
And now, thank you so much for your time, Jacob. Obligatory questions. How do people follow you? How do people join if they want to join? What's the process?
So we have a great social media manager, Lo Cohen, does a great job on staying on top of what we're doing, capturing the essence. I think the best platform would be Instagram, and just follow wastelandcaravan.com. Obviously, we have a Facebook and a YouTube and a TikTok, but the most information is going to be at Instagram. Also, check us out on Venmo. There's some great things going on there.
And if somebody wanted to follow you or become part of your group,
yes,
how do they do that?
Stay tuned to what's going on Instagram. See the events. Come check it out. See it for yourself. Make connections with the people. And it's through the connections of the people that and the understanding and the respect that you are then invited into the group. Obviously, we invite everyone into the group, but having that base level of respect, consent, community, and kindness expedites you into this world.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you, Jacob. Good luck on the burn. I'll see you there.
I'll see you soon, Brad. Thank you.